Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly on the show with us this evening. Pepper Keenan, how you doing?
What's up? Aloha.
Aloha. Great to have you back on the show. Obviously, so much going on. Back with Corrosion of Conformity, Woody, Mike, and Reed were already playing together again for several years before you rejoined. What made it easy for you to fit right back in when you got involved again?
I guess we had been talking about it for a long time, you know, and it felt like it was time because there was so much talk about it and everybody was kind of getting on our asses to get it in gear, you know, and we even had a couple of record companies poking around going, what are you guys doing, you know, and we decided let's just go to Europe and play some shows and see what happens and see how it gels. And, you know, I rehearsed on my own and then I went up there to North Carolina for a couple of days and, I mean, it literally just took off, you know. It was, I think we're playing better now than we were back then, to be honest with you. And so it really was, you know, a pretty exciting thing. And like I said, we went to Europe and then opened up a whole can of worms over there. We got invited back 2 more times, like weeks later, added to festivals and stuff, and it just kind of went from there. And I guess the main thing is that we're just playing well together, and I think everybody's in tip-top shape, and that made it a lot easier.
Pepper Keenan of Corrosion of Conformity is our guest on the show tonight. This is Albatross. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Pepper Keenan on the show with us talking about Corrosion of Conformity, and you're involved in all kinds of music, not just COC. What's different about the satisfaction you get from playing COC songs compared to other music you play?
Well, the strangest thing about it to me is that some of the songs are 20 years old, you know, and I haven't touched some of these songs in 20 years, which seems... I never thought I'd be that guy, you know, going backwards. But the songs stand the test of time, and they work really well. And it's just been, it's been a head trip, really, you know, going backwards like that. And having so many people come out and trip out on it, you know. Even new fans, people have never seen this before. Like, we just did a tour with Clutch and some shows with Mastodon. And there were, you know, oodles of people that would come up saying, man, I've never heard of you guys before. And they were just blown away. And which is great, you know, because we're playing songs. We haven't even done a new record yet. So on that edge of things, that was the craziest part about it.
Gonna take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Anthrax. More with Pepper Keenan after this. Full Metal Jackie, Pepper Keenan on the show with us this evening. And Pepper, it's been a long time since all four of you made an album together, and you touched on that. What was the starting point for the album you'll release next year?
I think the catalyst that I think we agreed to leave off of was the last record we did with called In the Arms of God, which to me was, you know, I've told people before, that's about as good as I can do it. You know, we were all, everything was firing when we did that record, and Reed wasn't on that record, but the guy who played drums was somewhat emulating Reed Mullen in a jazzy kind of way, a friend of mine from New Orleans. But that record to me was, you know, that's a pinnacle of, you know, I think the COC songwriting. So we're going to kind of launch off from there and try and use that as a measuring stick to go from. You know, so it's a pretty tall order to come back and do a record like that. And we don't take it lightly, you know, and we know the amount of heat that's on us. But first things first, we just got to jam and get the riffs organized and really focus on making a serious, cohesive album.
Full Metal Jackie, Pepper Keenan of Corrosion of Conformity on the show with us. Up next, Jamie Josta checks in for another installment of Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We'll hear music from Nuclear Assault. Pepper's going to be picking a tune. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Pepper of Corrosion of Conformity on the show with us this evening. Your new song, it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd cover, On the Hunt, is actually recorded over 10 years ago. Why'd you guys decide to, why'd you decide to finally put it out now?
Well, we've been sitting on it for so long, and we were just on the, I was listening to it, and I was like, man, this thing is freaking killer, you know? And I thought it was time, I was back in the band, you know, it'd be a good little thing to get people talking, and they were just sitting there. So, not to mention it sounded great. I really thought it was a really, I'm a Skinner freak, you know, as some of the other guys in the band. So we thought it was a valuable thing to put out, let people know that we're kind of snooping around and getting our heads back out there, you know.
Full Metal's Jackie, quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Exodus, Atreyu, and more with Pepper Keenan. Stick around. Pepper Keenan, our guest on the show this evening. Pepper, individually and together as a band, what's most different now about Corrosion of Conformity as musicians and as people?
Man, just time, you know. I think we're a little bit more civilized. Not much, you know, but playing-wise, we're playing great. I think when we get in the studio, it'll be very focused. I think we're more open to each other's ideas. And I think the end product is gonna show that it's, you know, everybody in the band can play. There's no weak links on here, you know. And everybody, like I said, is in good shape and really getting it on. So that's the big factor for me. You know, if I didn't think I could do it, I hadn't sung in over 10 years, if I didn't think I could do it, I wouldn't do it, you know. But as of now, everything's fine. So I think the biggest difference is just that we're older, you know. But we still, you know, I mean, it's COC. It's a bunch of punk rock kids from a different era that still put their nose to the grind and don't bitch about anything.
Full Metal Jackie going to take a quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Pepper Keenan of Corrosion of Conformity. It's Full Metal Jackie with Pepper Keenan on the show with us. I know that there's some COC touring for the next couple of weeks. Tell us about the timeline for, you know, going into 2016.
We finished up this U.S. headlining tour, which starts in Atlanta and ends in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're going around the whole block, including some places in Canada. And then we get back, and I'm guessing we're playing a Florida death metal festival with Obituary's got a festival down in Florida. They want us a headline. They're big fans. So we're heading down there to do that early January. And then, you know, it's time to start getting together and organizing riffs and start demoing stuff.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to hearing more from you guys. Everybody's really, really excited about this tour and really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show again, Pepper. Great to hear from
and
you.
Also, I'd like to say that we've had a ton of support, man. So many people got our back and are rooting for us, and we couldn't do it without that. You know, I mean, there's industry people and fans, everybody included, they really come out of the woodwork to lend us a hand and offer assistance or help or advice or anything we needed, which goes a long way, you know. So it feels good to have people rooting for you like that, and we do appreciate it from the fans and industry people alike.
Awesome. Well, we're all very excited that you guys are back together, and good luck with everything that's to come.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much.